Okay. After I get the tickets, you line up for the popcorn while I go nail down some good seats. Oh, I want butter in the middle. Don't just let them squirt it on the top. And a large cherry Slurpee. And then you hold the seats while I go to the men's room, and then I'll do the same for you. And that way we can enjoy our drinks during the movie without fear.
Gotcha.
You're not going to do any of that, are you?
Nope.
So you want to go in there with no coordination, no strategy, just winging it?
That's what I'm thinking.
I have no faith in this at all.
As Alan steps up to buy the tickets, Charlie turns to see the back of an attractive brunette.
Now, for her, I'd stand in line for a butter squirt.
Yeah, she is a hottie.
The woman turns and looks up.
Hey, that's no hottie. That's your ex-wife.
Judith?
Alan?
Sorry about the squirt thing.
Wow, look at you. New hair, clothes. You look... Wow.
Thank you.
No, thank you. It's a public service when a gay chick goes lipstick instead of lumberjack.
So, how was the movie? Where's Jake?
Home with a babysitter. Alan, I'm kind of on a date.
Oh, okay. Is that her? Hi, nice to meet you. I'm the ex.
Alan, that's not my date.
Hey, Alan.
Phil, what a coincidence. Phil is Jake's soccer coach. Phil, you remember Judith.
Well, yeah.
One Mississippi.
Alan.
What?
Two Mississippi.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're all caught up.
Wait. You're dating Phil? How can you be dating Phil?
Well, Alan, he asked me out.
What about the whole gay thing? Did you even give that a chance?
We better go.
Hey, look, Alan, I hope this doesn't affect our friendship.
Oh, no. Call me. We'll hang out.
Great. Hey, how's Tuesday?
Tuesday's good. Judith, how's Tuesday for you?
Just walk away.
I know you built your sun deck without a permit, and I am calling it in.
Alan, chill.
God, two-faced, wife-poaching, soccer-coaching rat.
Come on, let it go. I'll treat you to a cherry Slurpee.
I don't want a cherry Slurpee.
You sure? Because I think Phil's going to get one.
They go in.
Men, manly men.
In a restaurant.
What do you think she's doing? She's straight, she's gay, she's straight again. I mean, place your bets. Where she lands, nobody knows.
Alan, it's no big deal. Women get to experiment with their sexuality. It's only guys who have to make a choice and stick to it.
Where do you get this stuff?
I make it up. Anyway, it doesn't matter what Judith is. It only matters what she's not.
And what is she not, Charlie?
She is not coming back to you, pal.
Thank you for your sensitivity.
All I'm saying is that Judith has moved on with her life, and maybe it's time for you to do the same.
I know. It's just... I can't.
Sure you can, and I'll help you.
How?
I don't know, by saying things like, sure you can, and I'll help you.
Great. Thanks.
Look, this isn't just about you, you know. All this wallowing in the past is causing other people to suffer.
You mean Jake?
I mean me. You are really starting to piss me off.
Okay, that's enough help for now.
I'm just saying, maybe it's time to stop feeling sorry for yourself.
You're right. I know you're right.
Forget Judith. There's a whole world out there that you haven't f***ed yet.
There is no reason I couldn't find happiness with someone else.
There you go.
This could be the beginning of the rest of my life.
Bit of a bumper sticker, but sure, why not?
In fact, for the first time since college, I can go after any woman I want. Heck, I could take a page from your book and date them 2-3 at a time.
You're right. I mean, yeah, right.
You know what? I'm going to start right now.
Alan takes a slurp of his Coke, then gets up from his table and crosses the restaurant to approach four attractive young women having a drink. He leans in to talk to them. Charlie sighs as he watches from a distance, clutching his beer. Alan returns with a fixed grin.
I am going to die alone.
Oh, no. You just don't know how to sell yourself. Give me a minute.
Now Charlie rises and approaches the four women. Alan turns to watch. He smiles and waves as Charlie points to him. Charlie comes back to the table.
You'd die alone.
Great!
Okay, here's the thing. If you really want to play in this league, you're going to have to make a few changes.
Like what?
Hang on.
Charlie returns to the women's table. Alan watches. Smiling, Charlie strolls back over and sits down again next to his brother.
The clothes, the fuddy-duddy personality.
What do they know about my personality?
Okay, that part's mine. Face it, Alan, you've been an old fart since you were 14.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means how many eighth graders carry a briefcase and a pocket watch.
That was the Esperanto Club look.
Okay, well, unless you know where all the hot Esperanto chicks hang out, you're gonna need to shake things up a little.
Really? And how do I go about shaking things up?
Hang on.
Once again, Charlie goes to consult with the four women as Alan watches.
This may take a while. Don't wait up.
Charlie calls over to Alan. Charlie tosses his keys to Alan and sits with the women at home.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's weird, because I suck.
Well, maybe Coach Phil sees some potential.
Alan gives Charlie a hard look. Charlie sits for dinner.
It's like she's a different person or something.
But she's still the same person, Jake.
No, not really. She walks around the house singing all the time.
She just sings for no reason?
I guess.
I wonder if it's the same reason I sing for no reason. Does Coach Phil sing for no reason?
Oh, for God's sake, Charlie.
How come you haven't changed anything yet, Dad?
Why should I change?
So you look cool like Mom?
You don't think I look cool now?
No.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter if I look cool. We judge a person by what's inside them, not by what they wear.
Lucky for you, huh?
Yeah, lucky.
The trio are having pizza and salad.
Help me, Charlie. I want to sing for no reason.
Jake goes.
Get your jacket.
Jake's watching TV when Alan comes in.
Well, you can't stay here alone.
Why not?
You know why not.
But I don't have a turtle to put in the microwave anymore.
Get your jacket.
Fine. I'll put on my stupid jacket, we'll get in a stupid car, and we'll go stupid clothes shopping.
Hey, don't talk to your stupid father like that. So, you ready for your big makeover?
You know what? Actually, I am. I was up all night thinking about it.
All night? Maybe your money's better spent on a hooker.
No, no, listen. I was in the bathroom looking at myself in the mirror when I noticed, and I think I can be completely objective about this, that I have a very nice ass for a guy my age. And I think I should start dressing in such a way as to play that card. You know, for the ladies. Go ahead, check it out. Am I lying? Hi, Mom.
Oh, good. You remember me. Hello, Charlie.
Hey. Mom, right?
Very cute. I was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd stop by.
Oh, gee. I'm sorry, Mom. Well, we were just leaving.
It never fails, does it? Whenever I would like to spend some quality time with my grandson, there's always something more important going on.
It's not fair, you know. I'm not the one getting close. Why do I have to go and be bored?
You don't. You can stay here with Grandma.
What?
Have fun.
Wait, no. I'll be good. I swear.
Payback's a bitch, buddy.
Jake reluctantly turns to face his grandma.
This department looks nice.
You're sure?
In the clothes shop.
Top floor. There's no more clothes above this floor.
No, I have a good feeling about this floor.
Great. How about this shirt?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay. How about this?
No.
Good. This one?
No.
This?
No.
This?
No.
This?
No.
Tell you what, why don't you pick something?
I thought you were going to help me.
Pick something.
Okay. Flying solo, huh?
Dressed in a maroon checked long sleeve shirt and beige chinos, Alan glances around the shop, then approaches a selection of shirts stacked in a row along a display top. He considers the first shirt in an exaggerated manner, eyeing up and caressing it. Charlie follows his brother's actions and indecision with despair. Alan looks along the line of shirts with a pained expression, until finally settling on a maroon checked shirt.
This is something I could see myself wearing.
You like this?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see that.
Charlie holds the virtually identical shirt against Alan, and then whacks him with it. Evelyn's at home with Jake.
Please, if she has one more facelift, she'll be wearing her ass as a hat. Jake, honey, turn the TV down. Grandmommy's on the telephone. I'm sorry, what? No, I'm just spending a little quality time with my grandson. Oh, he's an amazing boy. We're very close, two peas in a pod. What? Hold on. Jake, how old are you?
10.
7.
I said 10.
If I'm 55, you're 7. He's an adorable boy, and he just loves me so much. Oh, Jake, tell my friend Cheryl how much you love Grandmommy. Oh, go on, darling.
10.
Charlie waits for Alan outside a changing room.
How's it going in there?
Whatever happened to zippers? I miss zippers.
I don't know, Alan. Maybe there were too many injuries. Nobody ever got their balls caught in a buttonhole. Come on, let's see.
I'm just not sure about this.
Alan, we're never gonna find the right look for you unless we experiment. Now let's see.
Alan emerges dressed in black leather trousers and a black string t-shirt. He stands awkwardly as Charlie views him.
I'm not happy with visible nipples.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with it.
Alan reappears from the changing room in a series of outfits. The first, a cowboy-style get-up with blue jeans, a brown leather waistcoat over a shirt with big red checks, and a red neckerchief. Charlie sits reading a magazine and giggles when he sees his brother. The second outfit comprises bright yellow trousers and a chunky red sweater with a garish multicolored pattern around the neck. Next, Alan has on a suit with dark vertical stripes like a deck chair. Underneath, he wears a pink and black vertically striped shirt. He looks resigned as Charlie laughs heartily at the inappropriate clashing attire. Alan returns to the changing room. Now Alan emerges wearing a big red baggy rapper-style tracksuit. Finally, he has on shorts and a two-tone shirt identical in style but not colour to his brother.
That's it. We need a gay guy.
Evelyn and Jake are on the sofa at home.
His name is SpongeBob SquarePants and his friend's name is Patrick. He's a starfish and he lives on the same street as SpongeBob and he's unbelievably dumb. Squidward lives here too. Of course, he's a squid and he hates SpongeBob. And he plays the clarinet. Both Squidward and SpongeBob work at the Krusty Krab for Mr. Krabs, is really cheap, but SpongeBob doesn't care because he just likes being a fry cook and making Krabby Patties.
So bottom line, he's a sponge.
Yeah, his pants are square because he's square, and so is his underwear. They're tidy-whities, but they're square.
Oh, dear God.
And he has a pet snail named Gary that meows.
Okay, relax the shoulders. Good. The style suits you. The pants hang beautifully. Oh, dear. What? You're not going to be wearing those shoes, are you?
Say no.
No.
Could you show us some shoes that will go with this?
I'm sorry, I don't actually work here. I came in for a belt.
Okay, we got an outfit. Let's go find some shoes.
No, Charlie, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Don't worry, I'm sure there'll be a gay guy in the shoe department.
No, I've changed my mind. I don't want new clothes.
What are you talking about? You look great. That guy said you look stunning.
He said fabulous, but that's not the point. This is not who I am.
Yeah, but who you are couldn't get laid underwater with a tank full of oxygen.
Forget it. Let's just go home.
Wait a second. I spend all day schlepping from store to store with you, listening to you whine, and now that we finally found something that works, you want to bail?
I just don't feel comfortable in this stuff.
I knew it. I knew you'd chicken out.
Chicken out? I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
At least your wife had the guts to try something new.
Don't go there, Charlie.
I mean, the soccer coach was kind of a sideways move, but you got to admire the effort.
Fine, fine. I will buy the stupid clothes, but I'm never, ever going to do this with you again.
promise.
I just hope he's worth all the drama.
Charlie raises an eyebrow at the stocky man. Alan arrives home.
Hello? Mom? Jake?
In here.
He finds Jake and neighbor Rose playing a computer game.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Alan.
Rose, what are you doing here?
Babysitting.
Where's my mother?
She left.
Why?
I don't know. We were watching SpongeBob SquarePants and she stood up and said life was too short.
Luckily, I happened to be out on the deck. Not doing anything, just passing by. And she asked me to babysit.
Whoa, Dad, you look cool.
Really? You think?
Oh, yeah. Very sexy.
Huh.
So where is Charlie?
He dropped me off. We had a little disagreement.
Was it about those dorky shoes?
They all look at Alan's white trainers. Now Alan's back at the restaurant from earlier, where Charlie's having a beer at the bar. Alan passes two blonde girls at a table. They admire his look. Blue blazer, jeans and a white shirt. Alan smiles smugly, then approaches Charlie.
Hi. Mind if I join you?
Might as well. You're gonna have to drive me home.
I just wanted to say that I know you were just trying to help, and I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I just got a little panicky. Change is not easy for me, Charlie.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
And I'm not just talking about the clothes. The clothes are only the tip of the iceberg.
Only the tip of the iceberg. Man, I'm gonna need another shot. Continue.
Well, yeah, it's like I was married a long time, Charlie. It's who I was. It was my identity. Married guy, you know, husband man, Captain Dependable, and I had a uniform. And I don't know, I guess I just didn't want to take it off.
Because you'd lose your powers of dependability?
So, Charlie, who's your friend?
My brother, Alan.
Hi, Alan. I'm Leanne. It's nice to meet you.
I've actually met you a bunch of times.
Oh, no. I'd remember you.
I come in here with Charlie all the time. I always order a rum and Diet Coke.
Oh, right. So, Alan, the usual?
No. Today, let's try something different. Charlie, what are you having?
Tequila shooters with a beer back.
Great. I will have a rum and Diet Coke.
You got it, hon.
Was she flirting with me? I think she was flirting with me. I think there was definitely a connection.
Alan, you do understand she works for tips. Rum and Diet Coke, please.
Oh, here.
Did you see that?
What do you expect? You bought a sport jacket, not a magic lamp.
Alan's in his bathroom. He turns on the shower, then goes across to the door to hang up his dressing gown. Now naked, he returns to the shower and stops to admire his backside in a mirror as he passes.
Hello. Didn't see you back there.
Alan peers over his shoulder at his rear. Now he grabs a hand mirror and holds it up in front of him to get a better look.
Yeah.
He uses the hand mirror to look at his bottom. ITFC audio description.
Ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Men, 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 manly men, men.